Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
is Sunday, the 20th of April. A very happy Easter. And welcome along. This is Pete Evans. You're listening to Spinning Jazz here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and online. And that was from one of the rarest Blue Notes that's recently come into my possession, thanks to a dear friend of mine over in Portland, Oregon, Charles Perlman. Blue Note Charlie, thank you for that, Charles, and I hope you're well. That was Tina Brooks. He recorded four albums as a leader in his all-too-brief lifetime, but only one of them was ever released, and that was the album True Blue, and that was the first track on the album Good Old Soul from 1960. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Tina Brooks on tenor saxophone, Duke Jordan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor was playing the drums. And for the first few tracks this morning, I'm going to feature some original mono Blue Note special editions that I've recently picked up. Continuing a couple of years later, 1963, Grant Green, this is an album called Am I Blue? And this is Take These Chains From My Heart. Johnny Coles on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Grant Green on guitar, John Patton is on organ, and Ben Dixon is playing the drums. And just a reminder, this afternoon it is the Milestones Jazz Dance All Day at Crooks Social Club 2 till 11, featuring Paul Murphy, Ashley Grimshaw, and a whole host of great DJs playing some jazz to dance to. Get yourself down there if you get the chance. I shall be featuring some tracks from Paul Murphy's excellent Jazz Room records during the second hour. But in the meantime, sit back, relax, enjoy some Grant Green. Thank you. Groove Press of one of my favourite Lee Morgan albums. It was also one of the favourites of my dear old pal John May. And speaking of John, it's a very good morning to Karen, Dan, Katie and Emma and all the family. Hope you're all well. And that was a track called The Lion and the Wolf, named after the founders of Blue Note Records, Alfred Lion and Francis Wolf, from 1960. The album Leeway, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Jackie McLean alto sax, Bobby Timmons piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Blakey was playing the drums. Yet another recent upgrade in my collection. And once again, thanks to Strictly Headies, a.k.a. Charles Perlman, a.k.a. Blue Note Charlie over in Portland, Oregon, for these fabulous records that have recently made their way over to Sheffield. And another one is coming up, you'll be pleased to know, and it's this time the debut album on Blue Note of pianist Horace Parlan called Moving and Grooving. And this is his version of Stella by Starlight, and his rhythm section is Sam Jones on bass, and Al Harewood, longtime associate of Horace Parlan's, is playing the drums. It is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, till 11. Self-titled Hank Mobley album, catalogue number 1568. That was Curtis Porter's tune News, Bill Hardman on trumpet, Curtis Porter on alto and tenor saxophones, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Sonny Clark on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor was playing the drums. And I've made an executive decision here on Spinning Jazz. I'm going to stick with the original mono blue notes right the way through till 10 o'clock this morning. And we're going to move slightly forward to the mid-60s from the late 50s. And we're going to move to a sort of modal post-bop feel for the final two tunes of the hour. Started with this one from 1964. It is Joe Henderson from his album In and Out. And this is a tune he wrote called Punjab. And on here we hear Kenny Durham on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Richard Davis this time on bass, and Elvin Jones is at the drums. We'll be right back. 10 o'clock with something from Sam Rivers from his album Contours from 1965. Freddie Hubbard's on trumpet here, Sam Rivers on tenor saxophone. A birthday boy from last week, 85 years young, the great Herbie Hancock is on piano, Ron Carter on bass and Joe Chambers at the drums. This is one of Sam Rivers' tunes, the wonderfully titled Mellifluous Cacophony. Stick around after 10, we've got some tracks featured on Paul Murphy's Jazz Room Records and some jazz dance favourites for you in anticipation of Milestones this afternoon. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, Sheffield Live. Thank you.